Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me for some fine points from yesterday's service and message, Disrespecting Boundaries. Hosea prophesied in Israel at a time before their captivity, at the peak of their prosperity. God said of them that there was no faith, mercy, or knowledge of God in the land. Furthermore, the land was filled with swearing, lying, killing and stealing, adultery and bloodshed. People were consumed with luxury, oppression, and vice. They lived with no restraints or boundaries. This is a good characterization of the United States and much of the world. We are ignoring the restraints of those before us and doing just about anything we think we can get away with doing. We are disrespecting and pushing aside those things that help to maintain moral and social order in a God-fearing society. As a consequence, generations are coming into their own without the knowledge of God. They are merciless and faithless because they don't know or reverence their Creator, so they don't respect His boundaries. God's boundaries are cosmic. They govern all things and establish order. When boundaries are trespassed, chaos always follows. All sin, evil, and wickedness is a result of some boundary being trespassed and disrespected. God said through Hosea that much, if not all, of the blame lay at the feet of the priests and prophets. It was and is their responsibility to teach, inform, and show the people God's boundaries. Instead of doing what they were responsible to do, they were joining in and encouraging people to live without restraints. God said they would no longer be His priests. Today, the church acts and serves as God's priests. All of us who name the name of Christ as our Lord and Savior are priests. But instead of behaving like God's priests, we are behaving like the people we have been called to help redeem. When we are disrespecting God's boundaries, we lose any salt or light to help others discover and observe His boundaries. Not only that, but we also lose the privilege to be called God's priest. Finally, because the nation and world fail to respect boundaries, evils like viruses and pandemics and many other evils would not respect our boundaries. But God is in a position to heal the land if we will begin to respect His laws and commands and respect His boundaries. I plan to host a church chat on Wednesday beginning at 6:30 in the church online. So spread the word and join me if you can. Remember to visit our website to see our latest news, announcements, and worship activities and opportunities. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices. Don't forget to read and listen to my Sunday school preview that comes out on Thursday of this week on our Facebook page, website, and mobile app. Get a jump on Sunday school by reading the Sunday school daily Bible readings anytime and anywhere at our website or by clicking the link. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.